Chapter 2. The Clothes-Lining Month. Shonagon. When I make myself imagine. When I make myself imagine what it is like to be one of those women who live at home, faithfully serving their husbands, women who have not a single exciting prospect in life, yet who believe they are perfectly happy, I am filled with scorn. Akiko. 2 kilograms American beef, rump roast. 1 can Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. 1 package Lipton's powdered onion soup. 1.5 liters Coca-Cola, not Pepsi, please.
Rump roast.
Akiko repeated to herself.
Not Pepsi, please.
She was watching the television screen, where a sturdy American wife held an economy-sized plastic bottle of Coca-Cola upside down over a roasting pan. The woman smiled broadly at Akiko, who automatically smiled back. The woman shook the bottle, disgorging its contents in rhythmic spurts onto the red Rampu Rosito. Under her breath, Akiko pronounced the words again. She liked the sounds, the parallel Japanese R's with their delicate flick of the tongue across the palate, and the plosive poo, like a kiss or a fart in the middle of a big American dinner. She liked the size of things American. Convenient, economical, big and simple, like this wife with the rumpu. Impatient, she shook the bottle up and down like a fretful infant, unable to make its toy work. A close-up showed the plastic Coke bottle so large it made her fingers look childlike as she squeezed its soft sides. The camera traveled down the foamy brown waterfall of cola until it hit the meat, alive with shiny bubbles. The woman laughed. Her name was Susie Flowers. What a beautiful name, thought Akiko. Susie Flowers laughed easily, but Akiko was practicing how to do this too. Now Susie was opening a can with her electric can opener. Several children ran through the kitchen, and Susie good-naturedly chased them out with the spatula. Then, never missing a beat, she used the spatula to smear pale mushroom soup over the roast and pat its sides. Pat, pat, pat.